Vaccine shortfall will not delay plans for reopening is the lead headline for the Irish Times this morning. Above detail that significant shortfalls in supply are not expected to affect the new schedule for reopening of social and economic life to be announced today. And there's plenty of detail of what's expected to be announced later in the papers this morning. Matches, concerts and outdoor gigs from June 7th is the main story for the Irish Examiner, which says that in a surprise move, NPHET has recommended that some measures be eased earlier than expected, allowing for the resumption of outdoor events for up to 100 people or 200 in larger stadia from the first week in June. And we're told cinemas have also been added to the June 7th reopening list. Today's expected announcement on indoor dining is flagged on the front of the Irish Daily Star, and the Irish Daily Mail's front page declares summer kicks off and lists off the top line details of what's planned to be announced. Reopening is on the front page of the Irish Independent too this morning, and that paper's editorial takes into account the latest news on the vaccine shortfalls and the expected relaxation of restrictions, writing that opposition frontbenchers and coalition backbenchers alike have the luxury of forgetting everything they said before and coming out with top-of-the-head theories. The leader writer concludes that the Cabinet would be well advised to err on the side of caution. It would be better to be conservative than to be caught out again. Elsewhere on the front page of the Irish Times, Mark Paul has the story that hair salons say the pandemic unemployment payment and black market nixers for hairdressing are causing a staffing crisis, and that the Hairdressing Council of Ireland wants action on what it characterises as the shadow economy. Rent trap, tenants face double hike in prices as freeze ends, is Fionnán Sheehan's front page lead story for the Irish Independent this morning. He writes that tenants are facing a double rent hike this summer when the freeze on prices is lifted. Landlords in rent pressure zones will be able to apply a double increase from July. This means that the national rent can go up by 100 per month and 140 in Dublin, as a loophole allows hikes for 2 years in one go. And on page two of the Examiner, Elaine Loughlin writes that the Dáil heard yesterday that more than 140 rented properties in just one area of Cork are not registered with the Residential Tenancies Board, leaving tenants unprotected. The ratification of Edwin Poots as leader of the DUP is big news for the Belfast Telegraph and the Irish News this morning. The two papers report that outgoing leader Arlene Foster and leadership rival Geoffrey Donaldson both left last night's confirmation meeting before the new leader addressed his party, with Gareth Cross reporting in the Telegraph that Mrs. Foster made a peace sign as she departed. And elsewhere on the Irish News front page, the story that the TV doctor Christian Jessen is facing a legal bill of in excess of £250,000 over his libelous claim that Arlene Foster had an extramarital affair. Yesterday, she was awarded damages of £125,000 by the High Court in Belfast over the defamatory tweet. And on page two of the Irish Times, Sylvia Thompson reports on yesterday's Mind Your Selfie webinar event, which focused on how young people can best prepare themselves for life after lockdown. Paul Gilligan, clinical psychologist and chief executive of St. Patrick's Mental Health Services, had three top tips for people. Firstly, we need to believe that we are loved, that we are good people, and that we have the ability to be happy. Secondly, we have to trust others. This is a reminder, he said, that it's important to express how you feel, listen and communicate with other people you trust. And his third tip, to embrace uncertainty.